you just grab your balls. Them motherfuckers feel amazing after putting on the ball toner.
So is it like, okay, so the skin of the balls feel good. The skin actually feels good.
Everything, the balls, the dick. So you put it, so I, what I do.
Okay.
I apply it.
Okay.
At the balls.
Okay.
I start at the balls and make sure the balls are well. It lubricates them. You know what I mean? But not overly lubricating. It's not like you're putting on like a lube or some kind of gel. It's like, it makes your dick smell very fucking good. Now, okay. It makes your dick smell good. So when... If you get out the shower and you already smell good, you know you smell good. As a man, you're like, damn, I smell good. I smell myself. Ooh, okay, good. Put the ball toner on, start the balls, and then, I mean, you apply it to your dick. I mean, you know, like, you know, just kind of like use it and rub it on your dick, and then you rub it on, I mean, like that, you know, your, like the area where your hair would be. I mean, like... right above your dick, like,
okay,
right.
Okay.
Right. I mean, so that's the whole area. That's your, you know, right above the dick, your dick and your balls.
Okay.
Okay.
And what does it smell like?
It smells like...
Oh, are we? Did you
take a whiff? Because
I did take a whiff. So listen. So it smells like it smells really good. It smells very good. I mean, I can't.
Is it like a fresh scent or is it like a floral?
Very fresh. It smells very fresh. It makes your balls, your dick, and I mean, like, so that. So if you put on like a fragrance lotion on your arms and your chest and your neck and I mean, you know, everything else. But I don't use lotion on my dick. That's nasty. That's right. Something totally different. Yeah, so I would never put like, so I use a fragrance lotion for my arms, my, you know, my neck, my chest. I mean, like I told you I use the Bath and Body Works lotions that smell really good. The graphite or the marble or the noir or the, what else I use? The flannel smells really good. I use that for my body, but the dick, like this right here?
Wow.
So if a woman was going to go down on you, if you were getting ready to go on a date and you use that shit, I mean, you use that shit on your body and y'all having a good time, one, your dick is going to be like she'll grab your dick and be like, you know, it don't feel dry. It doesn't feel like,
come on.
You know.
No ashy dick, all 2022.
And then she's gonna go, I mean, like, you know, she's gonna grab it as it starts to, I mean, get hard, and she may, you know, go to smell it and be like, what the fuck you put on your dick? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, baby. It's just
Wow.
Okay. So I love that you, like, you use the Manscaped products.
Oh, the Manscaped is, an old head put me on and was like, you know, I guess as an African-American male, you don't realize, I mean, like, you know, you let your hair grow. And, you know, as men, we want, you know, we look at women and we say, oh, we want you to have a Brazilian wax and, oh, we don't want you to have any hair down there, right. X, Y, and Z. I never thought about it until Manscaped, right? Uh-huh. When Manscaped first started advertising right not too long before Manscaped came out, old head told me, make sure that, you know, your dick is well groomed. So I said, okay, I understand. And, you know, I would go down there back before Manscaped, I would go down there with scissors.
Oh,
and
make sure okay.
That, make sure it was trimmed, well trimmed. But when I realized that I liked it to be bald,
mm-hmm.
when I realized that I liked it to be bald, I mean, like, and the Manscaped came out, and then, I mean, like, with the product that it came out with as far as the toner, you know what I mean? It was like, oh, shit. Okay, so boom. I can make the whole area bald from, you know, right over top of the dick, you know, in between your thighs.
Right.
And even, you know, I mean, even your asshole, you know what I mean?
Your gooch, like, yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to be, you know, too whatever, but even your asshole, you know what I mean? Because we're hairy. We're men. We're men. Right. We get hair everywhere. I don't like that shit. I don't want hair any fucking where. I get rid of all of that shit.
I get it. And
then you use the toner, and, you know, for all of that, it's amazing.
So have you had any issues with, like, ingrowns since you started using it?
No. None.
Yeah, the man, like, the lawnmower is awesome. Like,
had you had issues with ingrowns before that?
I did. So if you test that area after lotioning yourself, and I don't care if you use Dove or Nivea. Or, you know, whatever. I mean, like, you know, you touch down in that area after using, I mean, certain lotions, and you touch down in that area, you might, I mean, I've had ingrown hairs, you know, what else? I mean, nothing too crazy, but, I mean, mostly, you know, possibly an ingrown hair here and there.
Right.
But since using the Manscaped, I have not had any ingrown hairs. Yeah, but no, yeah, I mean, it's like ever since discovering the Manscaped. So I have the lawnmower, and I also own the I own both of them. I own the lawnmower, and I own the joint that does your ears and your.
You own the weed whacker?
The weed whacker, yes, I own.
Yes,
that too.
I have that as well. I'm giving that to my dad for his birthday.
Do you have issues with ear hair?
Not issues. It's not like I don't have excessive ear hair, but I mean, you know, again, I'm a man, you know what I mean, and you do grow hair there, right? So my eyebrows are bushy, right? You know that, right?
Yeah.
I have bushy eyebrows, so yes, I grow hair on my ears, and it's like using the what's it called?
The weed whacker.
The weed whacker.
Yes.
Like, so if you just touch it on, like, if you run it across your ear, it gets rid of all of that shit.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so my dad is going to love this because he talks about, like, ear and nose hair a lot, and my dad's almost 60. So, of course, you know, now he's getting the ear hair, the nose hairs, but they're gray, and he hates it. So this is going to be a good gift for him.
Okay. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, like I mean, I still use my scissors for my nose. Like it gets the front layer, right?
Okay.
It gets the front. But if you, I mean, like I have nose hairs, so I mean, it'll get the front. And that'll be fine. I mean, like, you can go on and live your life and nobody will notice anything. But and for me, like, I like to get the back. If I'm going to get the front, I need to get the back at the same time.
Right.
So it doesn't go back far enough for me.
Okay.
So I still use scissors.
Okay. That's fair. I can't wait to see what my dad's going to say. His birthday is in February, so I'm waiting to, like, ship it to him. I think he's going to like it because I have no purpose, but I want it to go to good use. So I know he'll definitely utilize it.
Let me find out. You should be like a spokesperson for Manscaped.
Yes.